It is. It's nice to have your company. Isaac Smith, not too far away inside the Sanctum of the Cats. Lockdown cat style today, so I'll see how he's going. Isaac, and then Rodney Eade to join us after 8 o'clock as well from a coaching perspective in the world of AFL football. But let's talk some hoops now, because tonight we have the final home and away game of the NBL season. It is the Brisbane Bullets hosting the South East Melbourne Phoenix, and the Phoenix have locked in a spot in the final four, which is a fantastic achievement in just their second year in the competition. Simon Mitchell is the coach of the Phoenix, who joins us this morning on game day. Hello, Simon. Well done.
Oh, cheers, fellas. Yeah, appreciate that. It's a good feeling, although we haven't locked it in yet. We've got to make sure we don't lose by 80 tonight.
I did look at that. If you lose by 80 tonight, can I suggest you won't be coaching tomorrow?
Well, I won't be coaching tomorrow. We'll be out of the season. But, yeah, no, it could be a bit of an issue coaching their fourth as well.
I'd be surprised if you lose by 80 tonight against the Brisbane Bullets. And hopefully that you don't even get close. But in the grand scheme of things, with the big picture of achieving I'm going to give you the minus 80 or the plus 79, whatever it is. I think you'll get under that margin. I'm going to give you a finals berth. That's a fantastic achievement. Obviously, they're the things you aim for, but was it always realistic?
I think in our minds it was. We certainly didn't want to put a ceiling on what we could achieve. And I know when we first put this thing together, and I sat down with Mitch Creek, who was our first signing, and we kind of looked each other in the eye and said, hey, let's put something together special and let's aim really high. And, you know, we actually had eyes on the playoffs last year. It wasn't to come. And obviously we incurred a few things that would probably help prevent that. But, coming around season two, we certainly thought that we had a little bit of a platform and a base to build to do something special.
So the things that you learned from last year that you put into place this year, have there been a couple of key factors from that?
Oh, I think just the natural growth of a franchise. You only had one crack at free agency to try and put your team together, and now we've had two. We've been able to add some key pieces in Ruben Tarangi, Cam Glidden, and then obviously Ryan Brockhoff later on in the season. So I think it's just that natural ability to add to your franchise, add to your team, and grow from there.
We've spoken, Simon, to a lot of teams, Melbourne-based teams, in recent weeks, and you can't help but think of last year with hubs and staying away from home. What's the sort of the challenges, the complexities that have made it difficult for your team?
Oh, going back throughout the whole of the year, I mean, even just the seven-month pre-season that was forced upon us by the season being delayed. But, we had to spend the first month on the road. We were evacuated out of Melbourne, sent to Tassie within hours, and then we had to go play our first five games on the road and then to come in home, and we got a nice little home run there. But the back end of the season's been the same for us. You know, we had 3 hours from being notified that you're on a plane to getting all our stuff together, rush to the airport and just make our flights to get to Cairns a couple of weeks back. And obviously we've been on the road since. And just the travel involved with that, trying to balance the workloads, the players, and also making sure they get their rests and the fatigue that follows lots of travel. So, you know, those have been the big things. Being away from families, we've lost Cam Glidden, which is been great for him because his wife had a baby last week. So he had to return to Melbourne and now he's stuck there for a little bit. And we've got to figure a way if we can to get him back involved with the team.
So Simon, I don't know whether you can answer this, but under a normal week at home, how many hours are the players at the club? Whether it's gym, whether it's review, practice, all that sort of thing. Do you know? Can you put an hours on it?
Like just purely at the club, you're probably looking at 6 to 7 a day, involving their weights, nutrition. We have our meals there at the club, and as well as the promotional stuff that they do around the place as well. So, it's a full time job, but obviously when you're on the road, it becomes even more full time because it's just everything you do is basketball related.
Yeah, well, that was what I was going to ask you. How do you get, if you've got that situation at home and you're all travelling together, how do you give the players that break to sort of give that work-life balance type situation for them to get the best out of them?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have work-life balance when you're stuck on the road.
No.
That's just a fact. Yeah, your families are back in Melbourne and you just don't have that ability. So we've just got to make sure that we keep it fun. Our training sessions certainly are shortened when we're on the road. So instead of the usual, you know, 90 minutes to 2 hours, you cut it back to about an hour to 75 minutes, just to make sure that their bodies are fresh. And but it also gives them time to, you know, go for a walk, hit the gym, do whatever it is at house that I want to do, watch a movie, Netflix, and, you know, whatever else kids do, like play on their phones or whatever it is. So, you know, you've got to make sure that they get their time for that as well.
So what do you want to achieve out of tonight? The Bullets hosting you tonight in the last home and away game, a chance to sort of refine a few things if you need to or feel you need to for a finals campaign. What are you looking to do tonight?
Yeah, well, again, it's a balancing act for us tonight. I mean, we certainly want to win. You know, I mean, personally, I don't have a preference to whether we play Melbourne or Perth in the first round. But you just, from a cultural standpoint, I think it's just important that you keep pressing forward, you put your head down, you keep trying to get better. And we'll be trying to do that tonight. But at the same time, there's a lot of travel ahead of us as well, potentially. We're going to have to make sure that a few guys have logged a lot of minutes and travelled a lot in recent times, get a little bit of a rest during the course of the game. So our intention is to go out there, do our best, get a win, and play Perth on Thursday night.
Yeah, well, it's going to be great. The fact that we have two Melbourne teams in the final four of the NBL, and then you've got Perth, as you say, who are perennials, 35 years in a row, I think they've made the finals. So it's not as if they are strangers to this environment. It's going to be really exciting. Are you excited more so than perhaps normal with this on the horizon?
To be honest, no, not really. It's just something I think I'll sit back on and say, oh, geez, that was great. Proud of the club, proud of the players, and that's obviously exists, but it's just a job to do. I'm not getting too far ahead of us. We've got to beat Brisbane tonight, and then we'll take care of our next opponent and make sure we get as much preparation in as we possibly can. We really don't have much time to do that, though.
Yep.
To be honest, I'm pretty much focused on just getting the job done at hand.
When is the finals campaign start? Is it a couple of days?
Sorry, I missed that. Can you see that? Say it again.
The finals campaign, when does that start?
Yeah, so if we beat Brisbane tonight, then we will be playing Perth on Thursday night.
Right, okay, in Perth.
In Perth.
Right.
A day of travel coming off, you know, I mean, our travel schedule's been insane. We were up in Cairns, we've had to travel from Cairns to Brisbane, from Brisbane to Auckland, from Auckland back to Brisbane, and then maybe straight to Perth. So it's been a fair bit of trekking, but the guys feel like the guys are battle hardened right now. I think we're in a pretty good space. We're certainly not suffering fatigue. I think we're in a good space to go wherever we need to go and just be road warriors.
Well, it's great for Victorian basketball to have such a presence in the NBL Finals. Well done to you and the entire organisation. Good luck tonight. I don't think you need too much, but go get them, and we look forward to seeing how it unfolds for the NBL Finals coming up. Thanks for your time, Simon.
Thanks for having me on, guys.